The Maze Runner Scorched Trials, part two of the Maze Runner series, finds our heroes in a precarious position. They've escaped from the maze. If you saw the first one, then you realize that the most interesting thing about the first one was that you didn't know what was going on and they were in a big maze. It read like an old Wrinkle in Time type children's book. But with all of the classic sort of young adult narratives as they look towards their heroic journey, emulating Joseph Campbell's journey of the hero of a thousand faces, or the, you know, more recently the Star Wars epics. But what we have is a protagonist who has some type of call to adventure, which finds him sort of venturing out of the maze. In this version, we have a couple of different female sort of polarities that the love triangle pulls in between the different points there. He finds himself in this quasi-moral and political debate about experiments on humans. In order to save humanity, they've captured a bunch of teenagers and they run them around in mazes like lab rats. Of course, they will turn into zombies or some type of zombie dystopian wasteland. It's kind of like an adolescent Mad Max Walking Dead situation, replete with like the Day After Tomorrow imagery of New York underneath a sandy wasteland instead of an icy wasteland. So there's even some hint of climate change and all the different fears that young adults or post-millennials are facing today. But ultimately, it comes down to what young adults always worry about, which is a love triangle. And in this way, it kind of emulates the Hunger Games with the male protagonist. It's just not as good. It's sort of predictable and not very interesting. It's watchable in terms of the production quality is pretty high. And if this is the Empire Strikes Back of the trilogy, and that the middle of the trilogy never has to have a happy ending because there's always the third to bail it out, then I guess this is as good as it gets, which is not very good.